Hey there, awesome humans. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things calm, cool, collected, and just plain stoic. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, managing anxiety and depression. You know, those pesky little gremlins that can try to hijack our joy and leave us feeling like we're stuck in a never-ending loop of doom and gloom. Ever felt like your brain is playing a broken record of worries? Or maybe you've had days where even the simplest tasks feel monumental. Trust me, you're not alone. But here's the kicker, even though anxiety and depression can feel overwhelming, we have the power to manage them. Think of it like this. Life is like a roller coaster, with its ups and downs, twists and turns. But just because there are dips and loops doesn't mean you have to scream your head off the whole time. We can learn to navigate those bumps with grace, resilience, and even a little bit of humor. So, let's break down some strategies that have worked for me and countless others in taming those anxiety and depression gremlins. First up, practice mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind like a mental vacuum cleaner that's not realistic, people. It's about being present in the moment. Notice your breath, feel your feet on the ground, listen to the sounds around you. When those anxious thoughts creep in, acknowledge them without judgment and gently guide your attention back to the present. Think of it as redirecting your mental energy from a runaway train to a peaceful stroll through a park. Second, move your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, although that's a nice perk. It releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that act like natural mood boosters. You don't have to run a marathon, even a brisk walk can make a difference. Find something you enjoy, whether it's dancing, yoga, swimming, or just a good old-fashioned jig in your living room. Third, cultivate connection. We humans are social creatures, and isolation can amplify those feelings of anxiety and depression. Reach out to friends, family, or support groups. Remember, even small interactions like a phone call or a quick chat can make a world of difference. Fourth, prioritize self-care. This isn't about indulging in guilt-free chocolate binges, although that's okay occasionally. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat healthy foods, engage in activities that bring you joy, and don't be afraid to set boundaries to protect your energy. And finally, seek professional help. Don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor if you're struggling. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. It takes courage to acknowledge when you need support, and it's the first step towards healing and growth. Imagine this. You're at a crowded concert, surrounded by thousands of people, but suddenly your anxiety kicks in, that feeling of being overwhelmed and trapped. The music is loud, the crowd is pushing, and your heart is racing. But instead of letting fear take over, you remember these strategies. You take deep breaths, focusing on the rhythm of your own body. You find a friend to connect with, sharing a laugh about the crazy energy of the crowd. You remind yourself that this feeling will pass and that you have the strength to navigate it. D. Even in those moments when anxiety tries to hijack the fun, we can choose to respond with calmness and resilience. Remember, you are not defined by your struggles, but by how you choose to rise above them. So, my amazing listeners, go out there and embrace life with all its ups and downs. Use these strategies as your toolkit for managing anxiety and depression. And remember, you're never alone on this journey. Share this episode with someone who might find it helpful, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Let's create a community of support and strength together. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.